Many people have dogs, and some of us have even taught our dogs to do tricks. But Sam had a very unusual dog, for it seemed he learned all of the amazing tricks by himself, and no one could ever figure out how he did it. Jim the Wonder Dog is today's feature on this Best of 2015 edition of the American Countryside.
Hi everybody, Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland and view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
In 1925, a pup was born and given as a gift to Sam Van Arnsdale. He soon discovered that his hunting dog seemed to understand what people were saying, demonstrating an amazing ability to answer questions and even predict the future.
He'd give Jim jobs to do along the way, and he'd say, go find the license plate of a car or something like that. Jim could go out and find a license plate or a purse from a certain town or just anything you'd ask him to do.
Jim Arrowood says the dog gained his name on a trip to Kemmerer, Wyoming, when owner and canine were demonstrating their uncanny abilities.
There was a reporter there from the local newspaper, and he saw Jim, went back and wrote this big story about Jim, and in that story they called him the Wonder Dog, and from that on it was Jim the Wonder Dog.
Jim the Wonder Dog was found to even predict the future.
The guy asked him, he says, my wife's going to have a baby. Is she going to have a boy or a girl? And of course Sam didn't know if he had that ability or not. So he put a paper on the floor, it said boy, and one it said girl, and said, Jim, do you know?
Jim selected a boy, a prediction that did come true, and he did that on multiple occasions. Soon, Jim was picking the winners of the World Series and the Kentucky Derby.
They realized that a lot of people bet on those things, and so he didn't let that out. They'd do a sealed envelope on the floor, and Jim put his paw on the winner, say, the Kentucky Derby. They'd put that away in the safe until after the race was over, and then they'd pull it out, and it'd be the correct horse, but they didn't let anybody know that because they would have bet on it.
He picked the Derby winner 7 years in a row. Traveling the countryside in Marshall, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.